Martin Luther King Jr. came to Birmingham in 1963 to a place he called the most racially segregated city in the United States.
To dramatize this blatant injustice and to demand that the federal government not put a cent in this city unless it decides to face the realities of desegregation.
King and other civil rights leaders launched a campaign pressing the city to abolish laws that kept blacks and whites separated in schools, restaurants, and other public places. Some of the protests turned violent, and hundreds of demonstrators were arrested. To escape the chaos and have a place to work, King sought refuge inside this Birmingham safe house. Jeff Drew, whose parents were friends of Dr. King, now owns the home.
He could do what he wanted, when he wanted, how he wanted, without fear of any reprisal inside these walls. And so it gave him the sanctuary to pray and think and write.
This neighborhood was anything but quiet 50 years ago, as there were numerous racially motivated bombings at homes here, giving this community the nickname Dynamite Hill.
This room is protected by that big wall out front to stop the bullets and stuff from coming in here.
Drew says King stayed at the house 20 times during the Birmingham campaign. He slept in this bedroom and during the day met with civil rights leaders to map out strategy and negotiate a settlement with white business owners.
Right here is where the end of the Birmingham business boycott was negotiated. Business leaders agreed to hire blacks as salespeople and to remove the black and the colored and white signs in the bathrooms and water fountains.
Drew also remembers listening to a tense telephone conversation between King and President John Kennedy when King demanded that the federal government stop the violence.
But his side of the conversation went like this. We want the entire country to know that your administration supports racial inequality here in Birmingham and brutality as well. And so we're going to continue the demonstrations. And he hung the phone up, slammed the phone down.
The next morning, Drew says federal troops dispatched by the president set up a command post outside the home and tensions eased. Lawrence Pijo, president of the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, says King's success in the city had an impact nationwide.
In legislation that provided an opportunity for our people to have access to important things in the country, education, housing, health care, voting rights, those things came about primarily because of what happened here in Birmingham, Alabama.
He liked the social aspect.
Drew wants to preserve the house to remind people of the sacrifices made by King and thousands of African Americans. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Birmingham.
Problem of the denial of the right to vote to police brutality that we continue to face and faced in its most vicious form last Sunday. Then the attempt to block First Amendment privilege.